From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is offering no sign as yet that the U.S. has convinced Israel to hold its fire against Iran, where the government is suspected of working toward nuclear weapons. As he hosted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, the president emphasized diplomacy, while the Israeli leader gave no sign of backing off military action. But Netanyahu agreed Iran is now a greater threat to both allies.
You know, for them, you're the great Satan. We're the little Satan. For them, we are you, and you are us. And you know something, Mr. President? At least on this last point, I think they're right. We are you, and you are us. We're together.
Iran maintains it is not pursuing nuclear weapons. The fallout over Rush Limbaugh's remarks now includes biting comments from one of the most prominent figures in the Republican Party. Senator John McCain says the conservative radio host was out of line when he described Georgetown Law School student Sandra Fluke as a slut and prostitute for testifying before lawmakers in favor of free insurance coverage on contraception. NPR's Craig Windham has details on McCain's response.
McCain is the latest key Republican to distance himself from Limbaugh's remarks.
Those statements were unacceptable in every way and should be condemned by everyone, no matter what their political leanings are.
McCain on CBS. Limbaugh apologized to Fluke for calling her a slut and a prostitute after her testimony to a congressional panel about birth control policy. Fluke tells ABC that Limbaugh's statement changes nothing, especially because it was issued when he was under pressure from sponsors. More than a half a dozen companies have pulled their ads from Limbaugh's show, including at least two following his apology. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Well, AOL is the latest to pull its ads from Limbaugh's show. In a statement, the company says Limbaugh's comments are not in line with AOL's core values. The country's services sector is growing. A report issued this morning reveals higher than expected increase last month. But NPR's Jim Zaroli tells us factory orders fell.
The Institute for Supply Management said its monthly index of economic activity in the services sector rose for the 26th consecutive month to 57.3. That was the strongest number since February of last year, and it was higher than most economists had expected. Any number above 50 suggests that the services sector is expanding. But at the same time, the Commerce Department said factory orders fell 1% in January. That was the largest drop in 15 months, and it happened following the expiration of a tax credit that was widely used by businesses. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Here's the latest from Wall Street. Dow's down 37 at 12,940. NASDAQ down 32 at 2945. S&P 500 down 8 at 1361. This is NPR News. Afghan police are reporting a suicide bombing today outside the U.S. military base where Quran burnings touched off nationwide protests in recent weeks. The Associated Press says at least two civilians were killed and four others were wounded in the attack near Kabul. However, coalition forces are not believed to be among the casualties. Jefferson County, Alabama, is moving forward with the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Tanya Ott has details.
Attorneys for Jefferson County's creditors, including the Bank of New York Mellon, had argued the county wasn't eligible to file its $4 billion bankruptcy because its debt didn't include bonds. That was based on an earlier ruling in the bankruptcy of another Alabama town. But in a new two-page order, the judge handling Jefferson County's case says bond debt isn't required under state law. Jefferson County is home to Alabama's largest city, Birmingham. It incurred much of the debt by using risky investment practices to finance sewer upgrades. Several former county officials have gone to jail related to fraud in the sewer deal. The county has had to lay off hundreds of workers, close satellite courthouses, and make other cuts to deal with its debt. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham.
Worries that the Iran dispute we spoke of earlier could disrupt oil supplies are still playing out at the gas pump in the U.S., where drivers now likely to pay more today than yesterday to fill up a tank. The national average is $3.77 for a gallon of regular, although residents of several states, including Hawaii and California, have been paying a lot more in recent weeks. Dow down nearly 40 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.